All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. That's a myth number 95. A good Erev Pesach. Or Erev Pesach, I guess. All right, so maybe too early, even though it feels like it's so close. Okay, so learning today is sponsored by Barbara Greenberg, a memory of her father, Yosef Chaim Ben Moshe, by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, a family for Barinholtz, a memory of their father, Harav Avram David Ben Baruch, by Jackie Schlinger, a memory of his father, Shalom Moshe Ben Yaakov, and by Yisrael Silverman, a memory of his mother, Chana Rachel Bas Yehuda, Tehinish Masam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim, and for Fushlima, for Shira Bas Devorah Leah. Okay, who knows 10? I know 10. 10 are the number of pieces of chametz we must put out before the Bidika. Or is that the case? So, again, not going to call it an outright myth, but certainly what to think about and look into. So, let's present it like this. Is one obligated to put out 10 pieces of chametz before the bedikah? Otherwise, it would be a bracha levatala. Is that statement true? So that's a machlokes. The Ramah quotes two opinions on the matter. So first he quotes the Mahari Brin, who says just that. The Mahari Brin, although he doesn't say the number 10. I don't know where the number 10 comes from. He doesn't say, he just says, Nogin laniach psisei chametz b'makom shim tzayim habodeh. You got to put out chametz in places where the searcher will find it. Maybe 10 is just like an easy number to remember. Like if you pick 7, you might think, wait, was it 6? And like after 6, you might think you're done. You miss a 7, so 10 maybe is an easy number to constantly remember. But so the minhag is to put it out there for him. Kidesh lo yehe brachas levatala, as we said. So that is not a bracha levatala. Otherwise, if you don't find any chametz, it could be a wasted bracha. You just said God's name in vain. So that's why you need to put the chametz out before you begin your bedika. However, the Ramah himself says otherwise. The Ramah says, Umihu imlo nasan lo ikev. If you don't put it out, it doesn't matter. There's no bracha levatala. He gives his own reason. I like the way, just for time's sake, the Mishnah Berurah in explaining the Ramah, I think he says it just a little clearer. There are two reasons why this wouldn't be bracha levatala. Number one, Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, this is tough Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Number one, the mitzvah is to search. The mitzvah is to look for chametz. Bedikas chametz, the search for chametz. It's not on the metzias chametz, on finding chametz. So even if I don't find anything, if I did a bedika, if I looked, if I searched for chametz, that is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that wouldn't be a bracha levatala, even if I don't, you know, the results don't impact the fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's number one. Number two, if you look at the bracha, what we say in the bracha is not bedikas chametz, it's al bior chametz, on the burning of chametz. So as long as we have chametz already, maybe that we found in the past couple of weeks cleaning, or that we are eating and there's some leftovers that we don't finish by this man ha'iser, that we burn tomorrow, as long as there's chametz from anywhere that we're going to burn tomorrow, we did the bior chametz, so we fulfilled the bracha of al bior chametz. So for those two reasons, the Ramah himself maintains that it would not be a bracha levatala if we merely look for chametz and don't find any, we would still have fulfilled our mitzvah. We looked, we'll burn some other chametz tomorrow, and shalom al Yisrael. So it's only this first opinion that the Ramah himself doesn't even seem to really accept that requires you putting out the bread, otherwise it would be bracha levatala. And again, the first opinion doesn't even mention the number 10. Okay, it should be noted that Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had the minhag to not put out pieces of bread before. He would just do a regular bedika. Rav Shlomo Zalman would make a bracha, says one would make a bracha, even if you didn't put out the pieces before. So far from a clear-cut case that if you don't put out the bread before, it would be a bracha levatala. Okay, that being said, the Mishnah Berurah does quote a number of opinions. He says, quotes a Chok Yaakov, it says, you know, the minhag is still the minhag. The minhag is to put out the pieces of bread. There are other benefits. Again, not that it's going to be bracha levatala, but probably the most classic one would be that if you don't put anything out, and especially us, as the Sharatim points out, that we've cleaned our house, you know, for the past 2 weeks. So if you really cleaned your house and you don't put anything out, not that it's going to be bracha levatala, just people are going to become like, what are we even doing? You know, already sometimes people think like, what are we even doing? And they're going to become lax and maybe they'll drop the bedika altogether. So you put it out for encouragement. Oh, we're finding some bread. And maybe that pushes you to keep looking a little bit more seriously. I should note, it shouldn't have the opposite effect that, and they quote the kids of Shulchan Aruch here, that, you know, I just go put out 10 pieces of bread and I go and collect those 10 pieces of bread. That's not a bedika either. Someone else should put out the bread. I should actually look for it. In doing so, you know, to actually make sure that what we've been cleaning for the past 2 weeks is in fact clean and there's no extra chametz in the pantry, in the freezer. But again, to summarize, There is an opinion which says it would be a bracha levatel if we don't find the bread, but the Ramah, and I think a pretty logical opinion, is that as long as there's a real bedikah being done, even if we don't find anything, it would not be a bracha levatel. There are still reasons to do it. They also quote the Arizal based on, you know, deeper mystical reasons. Maybe that's where the number 10 comes from also. So the minug is the minug. We do it, but it's not Yahari Vayavar. Just one last interesting tidbit. Somebody actually asked me this week, and I gave them an answer, but then looked it up, and so it's actually Machlokas. And that is, what if you're doing bedika before the 14th, which many people, anybody who's going away, you know, did it the past few nights. So you don't make a bracha then. Oh, and since you don't make a bracha, they quote the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Dayan Weiss, that therefore, you don't put out the 10 pieces of bread. I guess he was holding like that first opinion, that the reason for the bread is that it's not a bracha levatala. Well, if there's no bracha, there's no bracha levatala issue. So don't put out the bread. That's what Dayan Weiss says. But Rav Yashiv says, no, for the other reasons anyways, we should, the minhag is to put out the bread, even if there's no bracha. So even if it's the a previous night, a prior night, you would still put out the bread if you're doing bedika before the 14th. All right, everybody, hatzlacha with your bedika.